All right. Hello, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Guys, can you hear me? Hello? Getting better. The training is slow, but it's going. My dream. My one dream is that someone in a giant fleet says mic check and no one says anything. It hasn't happened yet, but one day it will. All right, yeah. Alan Mercant says more people in Stormbringers. And yes, we had a lot of fun in it the other day. It was very exciting. We definitely would like to get some more people on those. And definitely continue scaling that up. Once you join, you'll have a lot of fun. Kachiko, Stormbringers in EU, when? That's a good question. And the answer is when fights go on. So I do want to talk about just in general. I had several people come up to me and say, Asher, why aren't we deploying to this war? You know, don't we want to fight? Blah, blah, blah. And I was just saying, let's be patient, calm down, be patient. Because I knew this war was going to be boring and that it was going to hit, like, you know, nothing. And it has been very boring. I didn't want to have us do a whole deploy, which is a real pain in the ass. And then, you know, have to fly all the way out there, grind some structures and some sov, and then come back. And that's all that's happening is grinding suck structures, grinding sov. There have been essentially no fights, and there will be no fights. It's going to be a very boring war. So we are forming up fleets to go just like Horror on the Keepstars that are dying. So you guys can get Keepstar kills if you want. But it's a lot easier to do that in Scepters from 1DQ than to move the whole alliance for the sort of a war that has already been decided. I don't really like wars that have no purpose and no potential for fights. You know, sometimes you have to do them, but certainly this one was one that we did not have to do. And so that's why I was very hesitant to get us involved. And I think the way it's playing out has proved me correct there. It's been yeah, like a wet fart, really. See, the thing, Jay, is that it was not the point of this war. We are... I'm going to move on from the war. We can go kill keeps whenever we want to. But something that is really interesting is we have been trying to run the alliance more effectively, and especially considering the way it was run in the past. And we are treating Goonswarm more and more like a bank and using our assets and putting them to good use. So we're announcing a new program today called Lending Bee, which is being linked. Lending Bee is we are the golden bank. We want to introduce liquidity to the economy. So we are going to be offering collateralized loans of essentially any value and non-collateralized loans up to $5 billion. And we're going to put our money to work. Right now, the loan economy used to be pretty active. But a series of hucksters and scammers ruined it. And so, but we do think that the letting people get ahead of the game as far as setting up a reaction farm, getting a crab quill, whatever it is they need to do is really important. And so that we're missing a lot of liquidity. So we wanted to have the alliance back these loans so that people know that they could trust them. Kumi, can you talk about that for a little bit, especially what we're looking at it?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
You're awful. So it's a new program. If you're familiar with the loan contract system, we're just following exactly what the system's been like for years. The only difference is it's going to be the alliance that's providing the ISK, and the people you're dealing with will be brokers that are delegated by our finance team. But otherwise, it's the same system. So if you're familiar with the loans that are on the forums today that are, you know, not going anywhere, they're still there. It's the same thing. So one of the big questions is, like, you know, what do I want a loan for? Why do I want to be paying interest? It's a very simple answer. Liquidity is something that's really hard to come by. If you're a producer, you know this, especially in the past few years with ratting taxes kind of going away, ratting income going away and ratting taxes along with it. There's just less ISK to play with. So if you're a producer, it's just a constant struggle to have enough ISK to do what you want to do. So I just thought I'd give an example of what you could do and the potential of this kind of system for you to make money. If you're in GS ISK, there's a MOTD and there's a link to a spreadsheet that has the master reactions sheet. If you look at that sheet and you update all the settings, it's wrong by default, so you have to update it. But if you actually update it, reactions right now are around, I'm looking at it, 20 to 30%, as high as know, Fur Knight's 84% margin right now, which is crazy, right? That's per cycle. So that cycle can be as long as you want. So we're talking, you know, typically 20 to 30% margins, and you can do a cycle in a week, which means you can do that four times a month, which means you're making 20, 30% margins four times a month, right? No, I'm not leading the Fermi trap. I said Fur Knight, not Fermi. What was I saying? Yeah, so with those kind of margins, that kind of profit margin, as long as you can flip things really quickly, paying, you know, 10%, 7.5%, whatever your rate is, a month is a very small price to pay, and you can make a fortune doing this. And some people just don't have the ISK to get started. So if that's something you're interested in, yeah, the post is up, I believe, so have a look at it.
And the other thing we'll be doing is, so that'll be like a collateralized loan. Like if you have a Titan sitting around that you're not using right now, it's a really good piece of collateral to get yourself making more money. If you are looking at a smaller scale, like say, hey, I want to get into a Crapquel and mine, and I don't want to have to Ishtar Rat, you know, for 3 or 4 months to do it. We're offering non-collateralized loans up to $5 billion. It's the members in good standing, so you can't get them on day one. But in general, we'll be pretty generous with those. The idea, especially the one I'm pushing, is to push liquidity into the market, allow people to get ahead of the game, is the whole point. If you can get ahead of the game, then you accelerate your EVE experience and you get yourself more money. And in EVE, more money makes you more money. So that's the idea behind lending me. Go ahead, Kumi.
Yeah, I forgot one thing. This also ties into everything else we've been doing. So like the GEZ system that we have established, 9 systems with some sort of reaction structure. About half of them are fully blinged out tech to reaction Tataras, which is the best in the game. 29 different systems you can use. And it's all there for you to use. Like you don't have to invest anything there. And it's probably underutilized at the moment because we drop so many of them. So everything ties together.
Yeah. Once again, introducing, we've invested a lot of money into the market, into building a market, building the economic zones. So this is sort of another step towards utilizing them fully and getting our members rich. We're trying to springboard people to making more money and to being in a better place. You know, in the past, probably like you could say, oh, the best way to make, you know, money would be to have like 8 Rorquals mining. You can't really do that anymore. So this is a good way to get people started on doing that. Yes, Prisoner, yes, that is a good use for it. If you want to get into a Crabbing Dread, although I would like you to get into a Crabquel if possible, that is a more important thing, a better way to do it. But yeah, that's what a non-collateralized loan is good for.
Yeah, just to be clear, Reactions was just an example. There's plenty of things you can use loaned as
Capital Construction, yeah.
Yeah, Dreads are starting to become profitable, Slifts starting to become profitable, you know, it's someday supers will be profitable. All kinds of production. Delve has all the GZs set up for anything you could possibly want to build is set up, ready to go for you. And if it's something you've been limited in capital, then this is your answer.
All right. Thanks, Kumi. Appreciate that. We have a timer tomorrow in US time zone. So if you're going to be around for that, just let you know to prepare your calendar. Show up if you can. It should be a fight. Dynex wants me to talk about PI. Remember, we need PI. There we go. Check the box. Don, are you here and unmuted? I'll unmute you. Hang on. Try now.
Hello.
There we go. All right.
I'm not in a museum this time. So, Locust has been making a lot of money doing a lot of various things. So I encourage everybody to join up to mine however you like. We are branching out into the triangle space. We've been testing it out there. If you would like to make a lot of money, or if you like to PvP or both, please join with Locust to check it out, because we are getting fights every night at some point practically. And I'm also making hand over fist cash with mining minerals that you can't get anywhere else in the game. It's also incredibly important to try and do it so that way we can help fund and cheapen the ships that we need. Because if you want Isogen, the only place to really get it is Poshvin. So we are collecting it up like crazy.
So the cool thing about Poshvin is that it is making a lot of money in mining, and it also they're getting fights. So if you want to show up and, you know, you have a pretty good amount of mining and then punctuated by fights here and there, it's a good place to go and do that, which is, I think, pretty exciting. All right. Kaz, you want me to make that announcement? Would you like to do it? Let me unmute him. Too.
Hey, everybody. I was almost there.
Okay. Can you hear me?
All right. So I am happy to announce that effective today, anyone who owns exactly one share of the original war bond is eligible for the Alliance to repurchase it. This only applies if you have exactly one share. We're going to increase this number later in the year, but this is starting at the very beginning at the people who only have a single share. You can now redeem that single share for face value with the Alliance. So this is obviously very crappy to do with how EVE shares work. We're going to have to do a lot of work exchanging shares. We'll handle that in DMs on Jabber with a variety of finance directors. We don't even have a thread for that yet. But we are ready to begin official share repurchases, and we will see that number increase over the course of time. We're committed to that. So a couple, yeah, that's all for now. No spoilers.
All right, cool. That's good news. Okay, I'm going to open up to questions. If you got a question, go ahead and throw it out. Conrad asks, can we keep the shares? You can keep the share, but we will be, the Alliance can buy a share at any point, and you know, we'll be buying up shares sooner as well. So, Oleander says, how do I become a loan broker? I think you get approached. I don't know if that's something you're interested in. Maybe someone can check you out, but I think we're approaching people. Yes, Raging, it's both issuances. Could we increase the cheat stack, like for cruiser navy 15 million is I don't know, that's an Atrium question. Fire said bingo when I'm not making it, Teriel. Someone else has to make it. You keep asking me, like, I'm not gonna make a bingo for my own fireside. If I did it, it would just be like, Asher's really good looking. It would be really self-indulgent. So let's have someone else who will be meaner to me do it. Can you talk a minute for a state of the game, good or bad, and how our CSM members see things going this year? That's a good question. State of the game. It's better than it was a year ago. That's for damn sure. A year ago, things were pretty bad. It's improving. It seems like CCP sort of had their come to Jesus moment about four months ago, and they realized that the road they were taking was leading the game to ruin. So they've improved a lot of things, and there are more stuff coming down the pipe. Our CSMs, I think, are guarded, but cautiously optimistic, I would say, would be the attitude. You know, they see the Sausage Factory, and it's honestly, if you love this game, it's probably better not to get involved with the actual Sausage Factory part of it. I would say guarded optimism is sort of the attitude of the CSM. There are a lot of people at CCP who like this game, and a lot of people who love it. And there are a lot of people trying their best to make the game better. Part of the problem, I would say, is that they didn't understand a lot about the game. The people making the game knew less about it than the players, in some cases a lot less. They've been working hard to address that. Important part is that they've been working hard to to get up to speed and understand the game better and understand how the players play it, which to me, you know, it's showing understanding is the first part of any relationship, and this is a relationship in improving it. So I am optimistic, and I think as far as for the Imperium, we are in sort of a quiet time now. There's a war going on, but it's been a boring war. But I think the next 3 months will lead us to more interesting things. So that's the one-minute update. Any chance the PAP system will be fixed for allies? At the moment, Corp CEOs and directors cannot extract Corp PAP statistics, and it's very frustrating. Jay, I will look into that. I do not know the answer, but I will try to find out. Remy, you're asking me about a policy. We have new policies coming out next week. We've written everything, so they should be debuting next week. They're already written, they're already done. We're just spending a week to review everything and make sure that it comes out correctly. That's important. Is Jeff going to be revived for shenanigans? Melindra, it is very possible. Facts, I don't mind one advertisement, but please stop spamming them. If you're going to do one per Elysium, per Fireside, go for it. All right, anyone else have any other questions? Mac, yeah, that's already happening. When war, student TM, Teriel, structured deployment. I think our policy is basically where it is, Don Pietro, but I will check and see what the update on that is. Zintage, the Aeon makes your butt look about half fat. Two of them would do better. Ishtar SRP, not something we're looking to offer at an Alliance level. I assume you're talking about ratting Ishtars. It's essentially impossible not to, like, to lose an Ishtar. Like, I'm ratting an Ishtar, and I know people specifically hunt, like, the Asher Elias character, and my Ishtar has survived. I think I died at the beginning of December, and I've lived since then, and I think it's maybe 2 billion is, maybe 3 billion at this point. It's really not hard to rat an Ishtar and make your money back. Arcanist, sorry, that's future plans. Not going to discuss that. Auden, I run crabs and 1D Hue because it's the only thing that gives me a rush, just like a drug. I shouldn't be doing it, but I can't help myself. General Apathy, I think you can already just have it in the channel pre-typed. Teriel, you asked about the meta show. The meta show is not an Imperium thing. It is its own thing. I guess previously it had its status, but it's not now. It is just an independent show. All right. Looks like the questions have mostly ceased. I think that's all we have to talk about. Thank you guys for showing up. Much appreciated. See y'all next week.